Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is Mary's witness. No, I am not the woman who has been mistakenly called the prostitute all these centuries. I am the one who followed the teacher who walked upon the earth some 2,000 years ago. I cannot tell you when or how I began to follow him, but I do remember the first time I saw him. At first, I thought he was just another prophet, just another man spouting off in public places. But the more he spoke, the more I felt that he was the Holy One we had been hoping and praying for. He spoke of the kingdom of God that had come near to us, indeed was with us. And I witnessed the little ways that people seemed to change after hearing him, after being touched by him. There were men who seemed to be his companions as he went from town to town, and I found myself wanting to follow him too. At first, they were not as kind, and I heard them say that women ought to keep their places. Yes, I had the means to help feed the band of disciples who followed him, but the teacher was never like that. His eyes spoke of acceptance and kindness, and when I didn't seem to follow what he was saying, he would look directly into my eyes and speak as if I were the only one listening, as if I was to understand when no one else seemed to. I don't remember if he, Jesus, said, "Mary of Magdala, follow me," or if I simply knew that I was to follow him, that my place was with him. There was nowhere else I wanted to be but with him. And so I, along with a couple of other women, followed along with the rest of the men. I heard him preach along riverbanks and mountainsides. I saw him heal the sick and feed multitudes. And when his friend Lazarus died, I heard that Jesus told the man's sisters, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." And Lazarus was raised from the dead. There were so many things that Jesus said and did to give people hope and belief in God. Some people, though, were not as kind or accepting. And Jesus soon spoke of going away, of being accused and abused, and that he would be killed, but that he would rise on the third day. Yes, he would rise on the third day. I heard him say it. We, all of us, could not believe our ears. Still, his words rung within me, "I will rise on the third day." And then it happened in Jerusalem. The week had started off so well. Why had he spoken of death? But Jesus knew what was coming, and he continued to prepare us for his departure. "There would be a place prepared for us," he said. "And if we were to remember anything, we were to remember to love one another as he loved us." They took him away in the Garden of Gethsemane. And they beat him and flogged him, and there was no one to speak on his behalf. He had done nothing wrong, nothing. When they were abusing him, they hoisted a heavy cross upon his shoulders and made him carry it through the streets of Jerusalem and to the place called the Skull. There they stripped him and nailed him to the cross. We saw how broken he was even before the soldiers drove in the first nail. We saw it all. We heard it all. Me, his mother Mary, his mother's sister Mary of Clopas, and John. Only John. And we could not help him. I could not help him. We could do nothing but watch. As time went on, they finally allowed us to come closer to him. And Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And to John, he said, "Here is your mother." And then he died. I saw them take him down. And Mary held him in her arms and sobbed. We all did. We hastily performed the ritual for burial as best we could and placed his body in the tomb. And it was sealed. It was over. To say my spirit was restless is an understatement. My heart, my mind, my soul grieved for the teacher who I loved. Again and again, I heard his voice. I heard his words. I could see him ministering to those who needed him. Seconds turned to minutes. Minutes turned to hours. Hours to days, and finally, I had to go to the place where he lay. Could what he told us be possible? Would it be possible that his final words to us would be true? It was still dark when I got to the garden. The stone had been rolled away. I was afraid to look in, so I ran to tell Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved. They probably thought I had lost my mind, but they came back to the tomb with me. The other disciple went in first, and then Peter. "Well, what did you see? Was his body in there? Please, somebody answer me." Neither of them said anything. The look on their faces. And all I could do was weep. I finally mustered the courage to look in for myself. Jesus was gone. There were two beings dressed in white. "Woman, why are you weeping?" they asked me. "He is gone. I don't know where they have laid him," I answered. Oh, I was beside myself. I was on the verge of losing it all when I felt someone else was there. I didn't know who he was. Maybe I didn't care who he was. He could have been the gardener. I didn't know, but he asked the same question. "Woman, why are you weeping?" "Sir, if you have carried him away, Tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. And then he said my name, Mary. And in an instant, I knew it was him. It was Jesus. Rabboni, teacher. There he stood right in front of me. He was alive. Oh, I wanted to touch him, to hold him, for him to hold me. But Jesus said not to. But he said to go to the rest of his disciples and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. I didn't want this moment to end, but I did as he said, and I ran. And I ran and I said to them, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. He is not dead. This is my story. May it be yours. Sisters and brothers, it is Easter. It is the Sunday of resurrection. If we know anything, if we remember anything, if we've heard anything, if we have seen anything, it is that Christ is risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I pray that our alleluias ring out loud and clear, even as we live in this Good Friday season in our lives. For there is a balm in Gilead, and his name is Jesus. Remember his mighty acts and his words spoken. I am the resurrection, and I am life. Indeed, my friends, he is life. He is the life force that conquers death and the grave. I pray that our alleluias are real and true as we, like Mary of Magdala, hear him call out our names, each and every one of us, and as we recognize him in each face and in every moment, for he lives among us. He lives among us in our families, our friends and neighbors, the stranger, the outcast, in those who live alone. His spirit is truly among those who put others first, who put their own lives on the line. Doctors, nurses, healthcare providers of every sort, postal workers, delivery workers, food preparers, garbage collectors, clergy, laity, the homeless, those who grieve, those who are anxious and lonely. Yes, my friends, yes, he lives among us all. Oh, God sent his Son that we might have life. On the cross, Jesus died. Oh, what a sacrifice. Yet on the third day, he rose. He rose that we may have life, and life abundantly. Hallelujah. Let us run and tell somebody what Jesus did for us. Let us run and tell somebody what Jesus did for you. Let us share our stories on this Easter day and tell of what God has done and will do in our lives and in the lives of others. Sisters and brothers, alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.